Welcome to the 39th episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
And I'm Kevin.
Woo!
Just the two of us this time again?
Yep. I forgot to remind or tell Rebecca that we were filming it at a different time. So
right.
That's my fault, but it's okay. We don't need it, I guess.
Don't need her.
Well, we need her.
Yeah.
She's a welcome sight on the podcast.
But yes, due to other shoots and other things we have coming up this weekend, we can't film on our normal Saturday.
Yes. So, boop-de-boo. Okay, let's just go
head first
in this controversy right now.
Controversy.
It'd be a controversy if it was at a con. Or it'd be a controversy if it was at a con.
But it kind of involves cons.
It does, I guess. Anyways, there is a photographer, some of you might know him.
Or have worked with, possibly.
Yes. His name is Richard, I'm going to say Bowie. It's B-U-I. I don't know how else to say that.
Bowie. I don't know.
Yeah, sometimes he goes by Richard T. Bowie. We have spoken to him personally a few years ago.
3 years now at this point.
Almost three. Yeah.
Yeah, it was at the old apartment, so, so three.
It was around Christmas time, I remember. He was trying to get us to join cosplayphotographers.com. And he had set up a meeting with us, and that's how we know him. We saw him at cons in the Northern California area. I guess he's a full-fledged creepo.
Allegedly. 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 I mean, this could just be people randomly accusing somebody.
No.
No. People could put together.
There's Facebook messages from it. And he's deleted his Facebook. Oh, okay. Let's just. Kevin wants me to say allegedly for legally purposes. Okay. Allegedly. There. I said it before I said something. He has been messaging people through since for a while. The earliest one I saw was about January 2013. Mm-hmm. And the most recent one being a few months ago. Messaging.
Allegedly.
Women and girls. To try to get them to send him naked images. And the way he goes about it is basically saying, I think he contacts them at first. Those parts are always cut off. We only get to the
juicy
the
bits.
Main bits. Basically, I think he says, hey, I want to work with you. I'm a cosplay photographer. And people do know of him. And I mean, I'll just read you some examples, Kevin.
Okay. Because I haven't read these. I've only seen some of these.
I will do a stupid girly voice for the girl and my regular voice for Richard, okay? So you can tell the difference. Just so you can tell the difference between what I'm saying.
All right.
Are you ready to take the big step, the first big step? Which is, I ask this of all my models, but it'll be helpful to have a series of selfies with nothing on. Front, rear, side. Think of it like figure drawing class. You do not have to show face. I use it to figure out your body type and to determine poses beforehand. Oh, not naked, right? I'm super shy about nudes. Well, here's the thing. The more comfortable you are with me, the better the shoot will go. I've seen many body types, and my only goal is to achieve the best photos of you possible. Once we remove the biggest fear factor, we can focus on the important things. And that was kind of that conversation. It got cut off.
Okay.
So
that's medium creeper status. I mean, honestly, do you think you could pose someone better if they were if you've seen them naked?
No, absolutely not. I don't need to see someone naked.
The other thing is, we don't know the context of what these questions are being asked in as well. Like, we don't know if she contacted him or he contacted her. We don't know if she said
that doesn't matter because
I want
she,
to do
because she said not because she said not nude, right?
Well, okay, but she could have contacted him and said, I want to do a boudoir shoot. And he was like, okay, honestly, yes. This is a little over the top and unnecessary because we could plan out photos.
Here. You gonna commit all the way this time? Nothing on? No. Sad face. I'm sorry. It's our last hurdle, your commitment to total comfort with me. Sorry, it's not that I'm not comfortable with you. It's something that I don't want to do. And the way things are nowadays, it's something I don't want to have come back at me and bite me. I just need some time to get fit again. I think she wanted to do a shoot with him where he has to. I usually ask this of all my models, and granted that you're saying your body confidence is a 6 at the moment, but it is possible to get a series of self. But is it possible to get a series of selfies with of you, front, back, and on the side with nothing on? I use this to study your body type and determine the best poses. No one ever sees it. I can show you some examples if you need. Here's another different conversation with someone else. I ask for one last thing. Yeah? Can I get a series of selfies of you with nothing on, front, back, side, so I can study your body type and plan for poses? Think of it like an art drawing class. He basically says the same thing every time. Oh. There's even one where he asks a girl to lose her panties. You look awesome. Can you lose the panties?
Okay. Yeah, honestly.
Can you do a close-up? I want to see how fine the hair is.
Now, see, that one, that's the creeper one right there. The other one's fine, whatever.
You're just playing devil's advocate. Don't be like
No, okay, yeah. But. To be honest.
I have an idea and a concept if you're willing to try. What? Like.
The granularity of your pubic hair.
To me, it's like. What are you doing?
Building the fat bank.
As a photographer, we are both photographers. We do have never asked anyone to get undressed ever. When someone
unwillingly, nor to plan out poses.
No, like, no one's even asked us to do that. Like,
to do a nude shoot.
If someone was not popular enough, Kevin.
Hold on. I know you're ranting, but you need to also think about it in different aspects. Like, we have never approached anybody, nor have...
No, if someone was like... that's what I'm getting at.
Okay.
If someone said, hey, I want to do, like, a sexy cosplay boudoir photo shoot. Fine. I don't go, okay, yeah, I need to see you naked. I would never respond like that. No, because...
There's no need for
there's
it.
There's no need. I don't need to see
right,
you
like
naked.
Like, a general... Like, even if you were just, like, in a sports bra and, like leggings, we could determine a body type from that.
You can determine a body type from jeans and a t-shirt, honestly.
Yeah, right, right.
You don't
need,
you don't need, like, anything. Like, if
no,
you, if,
I,
if
well,
they,
I'm just saying, like, if you wanted to get the closest,
oh,
like, that's
if someone
all you
was
would
saying,
really
this is what my body looks like, right. Yes, you could put on, like, yes, leggings and, like,
a sports bra or something.
Or a tight shirt. Whatever.
Tight shirt, yeah.
You don't... Yes. But that's not the part
yes,
of the point.
Yes. Right. We never need that.
Yes. Like, I've never asked anyone that. And if someone wanted to do a boudoir shoot, I'd be like, all right, this is the situation. You know, I want to make sure you're comfortable. Even... We've had people be like, oh, I want to set up a shoot with you. Is it all right if I bring a friend? You know, because I'm kind of uncomfortable. Yeah. Like, bring a friend, right. You know, like...
Well, did he ever ask or did he ever allegedly ask to come to by himself?
According to people... Just you.
Okay, yeah. See, this is stacking up. There's evidence stacking against him. Fine. I'm not going to try to defend him. I'm just saying, like... But what he asked for some weirdly... Okay, allegedly. He allegedly asked for some very specific
things.
It
was too specific.
Yes. Yes.
And it was like... It's just weird. No one... Cosplayers, no one ever needs to see you naked unless you want it. Like, no.
They don't even need to see you naked beforehand.
If you want to do a nakey shoot, they'll see you nakey on that day. Okay, like
right.
Like and that's the end all to that. But like, yeah, it just makes me mad because it gives photographers a bad name too in the industry, in the cosplay.
Well, male industry. Photographers even on top of that. If you ask for nude photos, I don't know. I would.
I think it would be just as weird.
You think so?
If I said hi.
I don't know, because you're a female.
Can you do one last thing for me? Like, it doesn't matter. It's still, like, harassment. You know, it's like...
I don't know about harassment. Hold on. Let's probably... We need to define that as well.
Well, whatever. It's still...
It's creepy.
Yes.
You can say it's creepy.
It's creepy regardless.
And illegal if you're asking underage people, which creepy. Allegedly happened.
Yes, allegedly some of these people were not 18. It's creepy either gender. It's creepy if I was doing it. It's creepy if you were doing it. You know,
I feel like it's more creepy if I did it.
No one.
And Dan was making fun of me because.
Over time, what did he say?
He said you're just weird, and you're using your girlfriend to reduce the creepy factor.
Even though it's my idea.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, there are many people we meet who think Kevin's a photographer, but no, he's just my crony. No, in life. I've seen this on Craigslist. We've seen weirdos on Craigslist. Like, we need to see this, and this of you. Send us your pictures to book, you know. Like,
yeah, but those are for, like, sketchy naked girl pictures.
I'm just saying, like, it happens everywhere.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think it would happen in the cosplay industry, but it does. No one ever needs to see you naked beforehand. If they want to shoot with you, they know what you freaking look like. If someone outwardly says, hey, I wanna shoot with you, they know what's going on. Like, you know.
Right. Or at least have a good enough idea based on what you wear and the clothes, you know.
Yeah.
No one ever needs to see you naked.
I guess he outwardly tried to say, I want to do a boudoir shoot with you.
Now.
Lingerie, whatever.
Yeah, so, I mean, here's the thing. So, if you want to do a lingerie shoot with someone.
I don't need to see you naked. If you want to say, I'd like to do a lingerie shoot. By the way, here's what the cosplay is going to look like. Fine. But I'm not going to be like, I'll be like, can you send me like the artist rendition of what you're doing? Because usually people are doing some form of like, you know, like, oh, I'm doing the bikini version of this, or, oh, I'm doing this version of this. And there's always some artwork. I mean, people do it to us all the time. They're like, I'm doing this version. Mm-hmm. Here's the artwork. Mm-hmm. So you can see what I'm doing. I would never said this 50 times already. I don't need to see people naked regardless. If someone wanted to do a naked shoot, I'd be like, great. We're going to this hotel. This is the situation. You need to be comfortable with it. If you want to bring your boyfriend or your friend, fine.
Yeah.
You know, but.
But here's the thing. So that we, it's a different market in that sense where, you know, we would wait for someone to contact us about it. But what if you outwardly wanted to do one? Like, you had an idea in your mind and it was a really good idea.
Then you would.
That you needed specific things.
I don't think you would. I don't think I would.
There's a lot of ways around this that you don't need to ask someone for a naked picture. You
could
be
like,
do you have any tattoos? Do you have any scars? Like, that's what I would think of. Like, if I wanted to approach someone and say, I want to do a boudoir shoot, and I'd be like, I don't need to see you naked, but do you have any tattoos that I can't see right now? And do you have any scars or anything weird that I need to know about? I don't know. That's a rude way of putting it, but it's, I would feel like a more polite way of saying, send me some naked pictures, please. That's
Kevin. He was. Yes, Kevin's joking.
I'm joking.
He was doing it to say, I can see your body and that way I know how to pose you.
That's bullcrap.
Like
we've created these posing videos as a general guide for most people. Like,
and if you want to look at posing ideas, you look on the fucking internet or you get one of those model things that drawers use. You know what I mean? Like, you don't. No, it annoys me that he did this for years.
Yeah, especially when he was trying to recruit us for cosplay, or can we say their name?
It doesn't matter. At one point in time, he was part of cosplayphotographers.com. He is no longer a part of them. He hasn't been for
at least
seemingly over a year or more. But at the time, that's who he was with trying to recruit us.
Oh,
so that's
yes.
That's why we spoke to him at one point in time. Yes. But what was I saying? I don't. Yeah, it just like it bothers me that I even spoke to him. You know, like I was like, it was like ew. You know, like I don't know. And he has a daughter. It's just like, come on, dude. Like, get real. he's deleted a lot of his
social media
accounts. He's left ones up that he abandoned like probably a year or two ago. Like his Flickr is still up, but he hasn't updated that in a long time and stuff like that. But his Facebooks are gone.
So if you have a daughter, I would assume he probably has a wife to go with that.
He could be estranged. I mean, it doesn't.
I don't know. How would you feel if these bubbled up about me?
Oh my God, I would die. Like that would be it. There's no, you can't come back from that. There would be no trust.
Yeah, it's hard for me to justify his actions. I'll be honest. Like,
you're trying to see both sides of the situation, but after reading like multiple messages, it's just.
Now, once again, well, I'll loop back and say these are allegations against him. He's not been convicted of anything. These are just things that have been bubbling up. So. It could be, you know, someone that just hates him so much, just made all these fake screenshots.
That would be a lot of work because they have some of them have dates on them.
Yeah, so you just Photoshop shit together.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, so I'm not defending anybody, nor are we accusing anybody. We're just reporting what we've seen.
You can read about this on nerdreactor.com, or there's a Tumblr called Cosplay Creepers, and you can read about that there.
That's my new favorite sub. Let's go to cosplaycreepers.com.
I already went there. That's what I was on.
That's it? Just that one post?
There's two posts about him. I guess this has been going on for a while, and someone talked about it probably like 6 months ago, mm-hmm. but it didn't get a lot of attention. Uh-huh. But suddenly a lot of, or when that post happened, a lot of people came forward and really? Sent their stuff. Huh. So that's why it kind of came to a head right now. Mm-hmm. People have said they've alerted Oops. Authorities to about Whatever this. That so means. That.
Let's throw some air quotes around that.
I don't know what will come of it. He is obviously ostracized from the community. So it's not like he's going to be, hopefully he won't try again. I mean, Jesus Christ. But, yeah. Like, this girl, he said, let's see, front, back, side, you don't have to show your face. This way we know you're committed and we can work on the planning. And she said, with nothing on, and he said, yes, that way we know you're committed. We've shown ours. And you don't have to show face. No one will ever see because I delete them after. Remember, I've kind of seen you already. Just cut it off at your neck. What are you worried about? What if we did a Skype? That way you can do it quickly.
What? Oh, God.
Like, he kept saying, we want to know your commitment.
Who's we?
I don't know. Question. We'll be down... Will you be down for us? Because if you are, then we'll be down for you. We help our friends a lot. We market cosplayers.
This sounds like why you would get ostracized from a community right here. These kinds of comments like, oh, we can do this for you. We can do this for... This almost sounds like sex trafficking stuff. Like what people tell poor children who get sex trafficked.
If you do a Skype with me, she asked, like, has anyone given you pictures like this before? And he said, oh, yeah. And she said, people I know. And he goes, well, I want to be careful because it's a secret. But if you do Skype, I'll tell you. It's pretty famous cosplayers. I think he's just lying. Oh, you know? Yeah. If you hop on Skype, I'll share one of their pictures with you.
The whole point.
Even though he just said he'll delete the pictures.
No, they go to my fat bank.
I'll show you three of them. Actually, two of them are well known. Yeah, and then she said, "Sorry, I gotta go." And one of them, he said, "Listen, I'm not trying to date you. I just need these as reference." Blah 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 blah. It's just the whole thing is
weird. What if he's trying to build a site? So, of like...
Like the revenge stuff?
Yeah.
But not revenge, but...
Right, right. NakedCosplayers.com. Let's see if that's taken.
No, okay. First of all, stop.
Sorry, I have a thing where I buy domains when I think of them.
You don't need to buy Naked Cosplayers.
Well, I want to see if it's taken and who owns
it.
It
probably is.
I doubt that. And... Oh... Now, you're going to check. You get to check and I don't get a check. I was going to go to Namecheap and just check it out. We're not sponsored by Namecheap, but they are a very great company if you need to buy a domain.
Oops. I always misspell cosplayers as cis players.
God, you're so cis.
I know. Oops. Okay, I can't type right now.
I was going to do it.
Anyways, the whole thing is
a kabobble.
Yep. And, you know, don't let this ruin photographers for you. If you have wanted to work with them, just know no photographer needs to see you naked if they're not, you know, ever before the shoot. If you're doing a naked shoot, then they can see you naked later. But when you're booking, they don't need to see you naked. They don't need to be alone with you.
Yeah,
if
that's pretty creepy too.
If you want to bring a friend, that should never be a problem. We have never denied anyone bringing a friend. People do ask, oh, can I bring my boyfriend? Absolutely. Bring your boyfriend. Bring your friend.
They become my slaves.
We actually like when people bring friends because then they become like a third assistant. So so I use people's friends for like shaking stuff and throwing stuff. So, yeah. And if you're ever worried about anything, explain yourself to the photographer and be like, listen, this concerns me. If they... You know,
try to push you.
Yeah, if they try to push you in a certain way, just cut it off right there. If if they're like, oh, I'm sorry, you know, I didn't mean it like that. That just came off weird, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And they try to fix it, then it's, you know, not a problem. But no one should need nudie pictures of you before.
Right. Unless they're trying to make money off of your free nudies that you sent them. So.
It's upsetting.
It is. But good for these people for not sending this alleged person.
Yeah, a lot of people did resist him. And I'm glad people were smart about it and, like, knew something was up. Because I know, and I know there are some people that did send the pictures. Because maybe they're inexperienced or they don't know what's going on. Or they think it
just
really...
just got legitimately tricked into it.
Yeah, they really will help him or something. And it happens. It's... and. I hope if anybody you did that, don't feel guilty about it. Yeah.
It's not your fault. Yeah, it's their fault for trying to extort you.
Yeah. So, yeah, just be smart about it. And if you ever feel weird about something, just ask.
No.
Or I mean, if you ever feel like nervous, just ask a friend to come with you.
Yeah.
And then if it's weird at the shoot, just leave.
Why would you just want to say, just come by myself? No, you can't have anybody there. It has to be just the two of us.
Yeah, I don't know why that would ever need to happen.
And, I mean, on, like, real high-quality shoots, like, real production-level stuff, it's never just one person. Like,
oh, on real production, there's, like, 50 people.
Yeah, I can't even imagine if it was just me doing a shoot or just you doing a shoot.
It would be awful.
It would be impossible.
Yeah. Well, in some of the things he said, we, so I feel like he had someone else with him. I don't know, like, maybe an assistant that he had. I don't know how he works. I've seen him at Fanime before, but every time I saw him, he was alone. So I don't know if he had a friend or something that would come along with him, but, just be smart about it. There's a lot of photographers out there who are not creepos. I promise.
They may look like it, but they're pretty nice people.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. So, just be smarter, whatever. And and in life, this applies as well. If anything feels wrong, just don't do it. If you have a gut feeling and it feels wrong, just go. Mm-hmm. Yes. Anyways, I was reading that earlier and I just got upset.
Yeah. For reasons, I understand.
Yeah. Personal, yeah. It's like, geez, guy, way to like...
ruin it for everyone?
Yeah, you know, it's...
I mean, here's the other problem, though. We haven't done a sexy shoot with anybody, I don't think.
No, and that's... I don't...
In that sense.
In a personal thing, I don't feel the need to.
Right.
That could be because I'm a female.
Right.
That might... I don't know. But if someone ever approached us and say, listen, I have this concept, it's sexy, I'm not going to say, oh, no, you know, I'll do it. It could be cool. It would be a different situation, though. There would be a lot of, do you feel comfortable? You know, we have to do it in a private, like, it would have to be, like, in a hotel room.
Me? Would I just be like...
Yeah, it would have to be, like, you have to be comfortable in front of Kevin because he is my lighting guy. Like, he is there, so you have to be comfortable in front of me, and you also have to be comfortable in front of Kevin.
And Kevin will be wearing a blindfold the whole time, so that's okay, too, right? As long as you don't mind him bumping into you blindfolded.
I know, I mean, some people don't care. There's a lot of male photographers out there, and people do a lot of things with male photographers. So it's not, I mean, I'm just saying. We've never done a sexy shoot on purpose because it's never been
pitched to us.
We don't seek it out.
Yeah, we don't seek it out.
So But that's because I'm in charge. You wouldn't either, though. You're not like that either.
No.
No. You're a landscape guy, so you're way off the other side.
Yeah.
So you don't even think about it.
that deer is sexy.
Yeah, or that building. Let's take a picture of that building. Yeah. Like, that's you. So
stand still. Don't move. Brick. I don't know.
Vines. Waterfall. Oh, yeah. Give it to me, waterfall.
Hey, shut up. Waterfalls are nice. Any moving object. Gently moving object.
Water flowing. Yeah. Anyway.
Yes. So... on our news, I guess, or actually since now we're halfway into this.
Oh, it got extended.
Oh, did it?
Till the 21st.
21st?
Yeah. Go.
21st of what?
October.
Oh. So, what Holly's referring to is our special deal that is going on right now at Pinky Paradise, where you get 50% off. Is it your order or one lens? It's one lens, I think.
You said it last week.
I thought, now I forgot. Now go look it up real quick. Anyway, apparently are
50% off. 50% keep off, going.
Yes, Pinky Paradise. Get your contact lenses, Halloween contact lenses, cosplay contact lenses. Last week they had a deal where it was only going to go to the 15th, which was yesterday. Today's the 16th, I guess, when you can tell you when we're filming. Anyway,
it's just 50% off the whole thing.
Your whole order?
Yeah.
Oh no, it's off any standard lens. Yes.
But I think if you buy two, yeah, it would be 50% off,
yes,
the whole thing.
Yes, yes, yes. But yes, so 50% off lenses, yearly lenses.
You can go to elitecosplay.com/Halloween to
You W. W. See, this is why I didn't want Halloween as the code.
No, I was sorry, I was spacing out.
So anyway, yes, HALLOWEEN, elitecosplay.com/Halloween to get your 50% off code. I mean, you could literally buy two lenses
for the price, of
one. I mean, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And for the most part,
and they don't really do 50% off.
Right. This is very rare for them to do. And I think if you spend $150 there, you get free express shipping, which will get it to you before. Don't quote me on this now because it's getting late, and by the time you watch this video, might not be able to get to you by Halloween. But
just do it.
Just do it. Yeah. Next year's cosplay contacts, whatever you need.
Hey, man. KatsuCon is coming.
It is. Anime LA in not LA.
Anime Ontario, which would get people really
not
confused.
Not Canada. Ontario.
Anime Ontario, not the Canadian one.
All right.
Yeah. There's cons
new
are
con,
coming.
Yes.
This is the dead season for cons, so this is when you should be freaking buying your supplies.
Yes. Loading up. Starting to build.
Yes. EliteCosplay.com/Halloween. Yes. The end.
Anyway, other stuff.
We had a shoot last weekend.
We did. Princess Jellyfish-ish.
It was inspired. Princess and Jellyfish inspired. It was kind of like half cosplay, half fashion.
Yes.
You can check out the shoot at our website, elitecosplay.com. It is there. Probably one of our top things that we've ever shot.
I liked everything that came out of it. Yeah. All the shots that came out of it were very good.
Which is super rare for me. Usually I get really
critical
of my own work because I stare at it way too long. Uh-huh. We personally did a lot of things that we liked. We changed the lighting a lot.
Yes.
Which I think helped with me editing. Because when I start editing stuff and it gets to be too monotonous, I get really bored. Like when I'm editing cons, it's like I got to push through it. Because a lot of cons, we do a lot of the same lighting, or something.
Right.
Especially if it's the same shoot, we kind of keep it the same. We just move people around a little bit. Uh-huh. So it was something we learned. It was in a studio, which was nice because it was in a controlled environment.
Yes.
Actually, during our shoot, there was a wind advisory storm with huge rain.
42-mile-an-hour gusts.
So I'm glad we weren't outside because that would have been
horrible.
Horrendous.
Yeah, I don't know. Studio was kind of fun. I mean, but it's different than the studio shoots that we've done previously. Like we had a set. We kind of had a set to go off of. Few little things. I don't know.
We had props.
It's fine. Sorry. Yeah. Props. Yes. But background props.
Yeah, so that made it different than if it was just a plain white backdrop that we had for some of the images.
Yes.
We had like balloons and an exercise ball that I'm sitting on right now and bubbles.
Yeah. I really liked all of that that came out. I mean, I do generally like our on-location stuff as well.
Yeah.
But with the coming changes to our shoots this year, which is why we're shooting tomorrow, is we're testing how we're changing our shoots next year to see if it's possible to do it the way we want to do it.
Yeah. I'm nervous for tomorrow's shoot.
Yeah?
Yeah. I always get like that though. Like last week before our shoot in the studio, Kevin was like, "Are you excited?" And I'm like, "No." Hmm. Like I don't get excited. I get like fearful. Because if the shoot doesn't work out, I just feel like I failed.
Mm.
I don't know. And then I feel horrible about myself. So it's like one of those things where before the shoot happens, in my head, I'm like, I really need this to work out.
Yeah, no. I mean, what came out last week, I really liked
that
it.
That was really great.
I really thought it's some of the best stuff we've ever done.
We worked well together last week, and I think it's because Kevin ate food before we started.
I don't know about that. I think it was in a controlled environment, and I did not have to think of a lot of variables. Everything just
There was no,
I had one thing to think about, get the lighting right, and then that was it.
There's no wind. Right. There's no rocks.
There's no people yelling at us to get out of there.
Yeah, there's no other people walking behind our chutes. There's no sun. Yeah. You know, it's like there was nothing. We started with a blank slate. So building up from a blank slate's a lot easier and more relaxing
right.
than
yelling at working people. With, hey, we're shooting here. Don't
but
walk
that,
there.
But that does that make us better photographers in the end for having to deal with difficult situations?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the quality of photo, like I said, the quality of photo that came out just from last weekend is, I would say, some of the best we've ever done.
Yeah.
And that was because we had nothing to worry about except...
Tomorrow it's supposed to rain, so...
There is a chance the rain tomorrow, yes.
So we might be dealing with this, and it's going to be a little cold because it's October.
Yes.
You know, but that's how cons are. Cons aren't, you know,
controlled
perfectly, right. You know.
So what if we even changed our shoots even more and we just started doing only studio work at cons?
No, because like, I'd get bored. I do. Okay.
What if you had sets and props?
I really like the studio stuff. And I think you can get cool stuff, like you said, with sets or working indoors in like a cool building or something. But I would get bored. Like, I like the stuff we did last week. But if I did it again this week in that same studio, I'd be like, no. Not into it. You know, tomorrow we're going to a really cool location. It's like this lake and it's in this valley and surrounded by huge hills and mountains. And the lake is mostly empty because it's been dry
this year.
So it's unearthed these really cool, huge stumps that are like 6 feet tall plus. So it's this really cool kind of like desolate and then it's like green lush behind it. So I'm really excited because that's a unique location. You can't replicate that in a studio. Sure. You can't get that feeling. So that's why I like doing the outside stuff because there's like crazy trees that are twisty and interesting that you can't bring in. I like both, but I can't do just one or just the other. You know, I doing intermittently would be nice. So yes, it is a possibility to maybe go to a con and rent a studio space.
Or part of our traveling con idea, just build it into the back of the old van.
That'd be way too small.
Not
maybe
really.
In the back of like a 12-foot U-Haul.
So maybe we take two cars to every con. A U-Haul and
we're going to travel across country.
Actually,
Kevin and I have this. Can we talk about our fantasy world?
We can talk about our fantasy world. We have plenty of time.
That doesn't exist.
Well, this is going to be a long. We're going to run a little long on this podcast, but I think we can talk about it.
Kevin and I were like, "What if we just get this really nice, either like Mercedes camper van thing that's super nice."
Not like an RV in the sense.
No, not an RV.
Mini RVs.
Not a big RV like a. I don't know. What would you, there's the Mercedes one that's like, it's like a camper, but it's still, it just looks like a van.
Right. It's like
the
delivery trucks that you see running around.
They have like a bed in it.
Yeah.
And it's sink. I don't know what it's called.
Sink kitchen. Yes.
But Kevin and I were like, what if we just, you know, put our shit into storage
or sell all
sell
our
it
shit.
Or whatever. Don't buy a house. Just buy a camper.
Right.
And then just drive to all the cons.
Yeah. I mean, realistically, it only takes you 3 or 4 days to drive across the U.S. And if you had a con...
If you're driving 10 hours a day.
Yeah, but if you had a con on the East Coast, finish up on Monday, you could, in theory...
leave on Monday, yeah.
Yeah, leave on Monday and drive to California and be there.
You would be there Friday night, probably.
Yeah, but that's not unreasonable.
Yeah.
You could do it.
Yeah.
But...
You probably wouldn't do it that way, though. You'd be more strategic about it.
Right.
Like, oh, we're going to go this way and then this way and then...
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's kind of something we've also talked about because the costs of flights, hotel, and food, it's expensive. Like, I mean, we totally get you cosplayers because we travel as much as some of you do, not as much as others, but you know,
we do travel, I'd say a medium amount.
Yeah, we do travel a medium amount.
And since we live on a coast, if we go to the opposite coast, it is
very expensive.
Crazy.
Yes.
And Chicago. I'm looking at you, Chicago. What's wrong with you? Why are you so expensive?
We don't share hotel rooms.
Yes, we don't. We don't. Yeah,
we share it together.
If we shared it with two other people, it would be...
Oh, it'd be easy peasy, man.
But I get so annoyed. I can't deal with other people. I just like, nope. Because people don't go to bed at the same time, and I'm a light sleeper. And if you're banging around at 3 a.m., I'm going to be like, get the fuck out. We shared a hotel room this summer, not at a con related thing, but with something else, and it was horrible for me.
Wow. But that's what being
did you you didn't it didn't about. Affect you at all.
It didn't affect me at all. No. Well, it was a little weird. It's a little weird. I don't know.
Like just awkward or
yeah.
Oh. I didn't find it awkward. I just found it annoying. Mm. I'm glad I didn't find it awkward. I thought I was going to find it awkward. Because I was like, oh, you know, it's like we're sharing a... I haven't shared a hotel room with, you know... I've shared a hotel room with, like, Rebecca, and that's it.
Right, one other person.
Yeah, so, no, yeah, not, like, a group. So I was like, oh, God, it's going to be so weird.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. I was just like, just shut up and go to sleep. I'm tired. Yeah. And at cons, we get really tired.
We do.
So for we're us,
hiking
it's...
hiking around all day.
Yeah, for us, it's like, no thanks. We'll get our own.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was one of our fantasy lands is
I mean,
just buying a camper and being like, fuck it, and just traveling around. My concern would be safety. I'd be really paranoid.
Safety of what?
Like, you have to park somewhere and then sleep. Like, I don't want to park in downtown LA and sleep in it. You what? Know, that's
what,
creepy.
Was someone going to shoot you? Like you're inside a metal box. Like, what's somebody going to do?
I don't know. It's weird. Where are you going to park it?
Those overnight parking spaces, like here, where at the Diamond parking lot, where it's like after 6 p.m.
Outside?
$10. Yes.
We're not in a parking garage.
You can park in a parking garage, but it's tall. You got to remember, campers are tall, so you can't get it in the garage.
All right, if you want to do that and spend however, what, $200,000?
Well, I'm not going to buy a new camper. This shit's expensive. Mm. Buy a used one. The fuel cost, though, that kind of sucks it up back in the...
Yeah, I was going to say, because the miles per gallon is pretty small. Anyways.
Yes. This is our fantasy, and welcome to our land.
Welcome to our fantasy land.
Yes.
It would be a lot of things. It would be hard, it would be stressful, but it would also be interesting and fun, and travel the country in bits you don't see, and...
Right.
Cons you would never consider going, but since you're passing through anyways, you might as well go.
Right, exactly.
Like, I was thinking, like, you know, unless it becomes really big, we haven't, you know, like, there's cons in Utah and Colorado. Like, we've never even considered, you know, any of those. Like, Arizona, like, that whole area has never been...
Las Vegas.
...an option. We always want to go to Las Vegas, but it's, like, they're not quite justifiable yet.
Not yet.
But we want to go to Las Vegas for selfish reasons, kind of.
Do we?
I don't know. Like,
what do you
have
in Las Vegas?
I don't know. I've never been. And
neither
it's like
have
an,
I,
and it's
but
an
I
experience.
Have no
it's an
desire to really go.
Isn't it an experience?
It is an experience, but I don't want to lose that $500. If I wanted to lose $500, I'd throw it at the stock market and see what happens.
I don't necessarily want to gamble. I just kind of want to experience the situation. The food's there are really expensive, isn't it?
It's like $40, yeah. Per meal, per person.
I had a chance to go for a bachelorette party.
Yeah.
But I declined.
Well, I had the chance to go many times for my dad's boring conventions, but I have no interest in
You were underage then.
I had one when I was in college, when I was 21. Mm. He wanted to take me for my birthday, but I just didn't book a flight.
How lazy of you.
And I didn't want to stay in a room with my grandma, so.
Oh, yeah.
There's that.
I stayed in a room with my grandma in Europe. She's pretty quiet, though, so it didn't really matter.
Yeah, see, I didn't want to come back sloppy drunk and then be like, I'm going to go to sleep now.
I don't think, because I was of age when I went to Europe, and I don't think I had any alcohol in Europe.
Really?
I don't think I even thought about it.
I had a ton of alcohol when I went, and I was underaged.
Oh, yeah, because, like, the drinking, it's like age 18 16. Or something. Yeah.
I got free beer on my flight.
Sorry. I apologize. I did have champagne on both flights, in and out. Okay, but I don't count that as Europe. But I think.
Hey, listen. My 18 or my 19 or 20 year old brain was like, I can have beer on this. When she said, "What would you like to drink?" and the guy next to me said beer, and then I was like, "We're international right now. Can I have a beer?" And she did not ID me, and I said,
"They
yes.
don't. Okay, they don't ID you on planes. Like I okay." I know I don't look like under 21.
You don't look like you're under. You still look like a beautiful angel to me.
Thank you.
But you don't look under 21.
I'm just saying, but
you don't act under 21.
But legally, I think you. I don't know. Planes are weird, right? It's you're in the air.
I'm
where
sure,
does it count?
I'm sure. Well, I'm sure if you were like 17 or something. Like, or if you look 17. You look 17 or something, and they said, we're going to need to see
your ID. I always, like, have my wallet out when if I get alcohol on a plane, and they're just like, here you go. Like, they don't even blink, and I'm like, damn, I look old. Okay.
No, they just don't give a... They're like, A, this alcohol is going to cost you money. Yeah. B, you need a credit card to pay for it. No, because
I'm in the free seat. The free alcohol seats. So, but they still don't believe it. They're like, okay. Like, and I know I don't look young, so they're like, yeah, you're fine. But even at bars, they still card me and stuff. So it's like, I'm not used to it. $30. 30, what?
Sorry. I'm... You people are missing out on the Kevin internal monologue.
So am I.
Yes.
I don't have a connection to your brain.
I know. Well, okay. So the seats that you get are the economy plus seats on Delta.
Yes. Which you pay a little extra money, and you get more priority boarding.
Yeah, priority boarding.
More leg room.
More leg room.
And free alcohol. Free entertainment. And free movies.
Free movies and free alcohol.
Which then, in the end is probably worth more than $30.
Well, that's what I was thinking. So like,
how much does a movie cost? Yeah,
per movie, I think it like the Avengers is like $5.
Okay.
So that's, but that leaves $25.
Alcohol
per drink, it's $8 per drink. So you would need.
I usually have two drinks. So yeah. That's 16 plus 5 is 20.
You're still short.
Yeah. So it's more of a ease of mind because you get on one of the first groups and more leg room.
Yes. What's leg room worth to you? On longer flights, I think it would make more sense.
Yeah.
What did we fly it on? We flew to Minneapolis, right?
I flew to Minneapolis.
With the premium seat?
Yeah. But the guy, okay, I had the premium seat, but the guy was like in my seat the whole time, so it kind of canceled it out.
Yeah. I don't know.
But, did I have alcohol then? I must have.
Yeah.
It was pretty early.
It was. Questioned the lady. I said, can I have a Bloody Mary? And she said, there's no reason you can't. So I said, all right, let's do this.
I was on a different flight.
That was a different flight.
That was LA.
That was my first class flight.
Yeah. Anyways.
Sorry, people. First world problems, right?
Oh, I'm also going to be doing, I don't know if I talked about this last week. I'm also going to be doing a video on how we travel and how we look for deals on traveling.
That's a good idea.
With hotels / flights.
How we pack.
And that'll probably be a different video. But this is just how to possibly get deals if it works out. The travel industry is difficult.
Ooh. Yeah, there's a few ideas I got here for these videos. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
This ball is fun. Anyways, I'm done. Let's go.
All right. Let's go. Let's pack and get ready for tomorrow's
show. Yeah. All right. Thank you guys for joining us.
For the 39th episode of the Elite Cosplay Pod.
I can't believe we're going to be 40.
I know. 40 weeks. That's almost getting there to a year.
Almost a year. Yep. I'm pretty proud of ourselves. Good job, everybody. All right. Love you.
EliteCosplay.com/Halloween. Get your cosplay contacts for next year, this year, and Halloween.
Yep.
Tune in next time.
Bye.
Goodbye. That's gonna make the cut.